Hello, everyone. My name is Elijah David. This is the 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation of Zion at the 12th Hour in the Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is June 12, 2017, or Sibian 18, 2021. We will start our second service on this day with a song entitled The Pearly White City.
There's a holy and beautiful city, whose built and ruler is Yah. I'm sorry descending from heaven, when Patmos in exile he trod. His high mercy waters of jasper, the city itself is beautiful, but when my fluted head is folded, none I shall its glory behold. In their bright city, holy white city, I have a mansion, a heart, and a crown. Now I am watching, waiting and longing for the white city, and so coming down. No sin is allowed in that city, and nothing defiling nor mean. No pain and no sickness can't enter, no creep on the door now is seen. Her sorrows and cares are forgotten, no tempter is there to hurt none. No punishment ever was spoken, there's nothing to hurt and annoy. In the bright city, holy white city, I have a mansion, a heart, and a crown. Now I am watching, waiting and longing for the white city that's all coming down. No heartaches are known in that city, no tears ever marching behind. No disappointment in heaven, no envy has stricken the sky. The saints are all sanctified holy, they live in sweet harmony there. My heart is now set on that city, and someday's blessings I'll share. In that bright city, holy white city, I have a mansion, a heart, and a crown. Now I'm watching, waiting and longing for the white city that's all coming down. My loved ones are gathering yonder, my friends too are passing away, and soon I shall join their bright number and dwell in eternity's day. The stake now in glory with Yeshua, her trials and battles are past. They overcome sin and the tempter, every sector city at last. And every city, every city, of a mansion of the crown. Now I'm watching, waiting and longing for the last city that saw coming down.
Eternal Life, Part 2, John 5:39. Search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Now, isn't this amazing? So we're going to read the 5th chapter of John, and let's see what more we can learn about this, what it's going to take to have life eternal. We start with verse 1. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Yahshua went up unto Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem at a sheep market a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. And these lay a great multitude of impotent folk of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. My, what a long time to have to wait for divine healing. And Yahshua saw him lying, knew that he had been now a long time in that case. He said unto him, wilt thou be made whole? The potent man answered him, Sir, I have no man, and the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Yahshua saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole. And he took up his bed and walked, and on the same day was the Sabbath. Okay, there's the Sabbath, seventh day Sabbath, presumably. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them, He that made me whole, the same said unto me, Take up thy bed and walk. Then asked they him, What man is that which said unto thee, Take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Yahshua had conveyed himself away, a multitude then in that place. Afterward, Yahshua findeth him in the temple and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole, sin no more, lest a worse sin come unto thee. The man departed and told the Jews that it was Yahshua which had made him whole. And therefore did the Jews persecute Yahshua and sought to slay him, because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. But Yahshua answered them, My Father worketh hitherto, and I work. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that Yahweh was his Father, making himself equal with Yahweh. Then answered Yahshua and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he saith the Father do, for what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth himself all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel.
For as the Father raises up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. For the Father judges no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of Yahweh, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given the Son, given unto the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of the damnation. I can of mine own self do nothing, as I hear. I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own but the will of the Father which has sent me. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another that beareth witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesses is of me is true. You sent unto John, and he bear witness unto the truth. But I receive not testimony from man, but these things I say, that he might be saved. He was a burning and a shining a light, and you were willing for a season to rejoice in his life. But I have greater witness than that of the John, for the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. The Father himself has sent me, himself which has sent me, hath borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. And you have not his word abiding in you, for whom he has sent him ye believe not. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me that ye might have life. I receive not honor from men, but I know you that you have not the love of Yahweh in you. I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another come shall come in his own name, him you will receive. How can you believe which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that cometh from Yahweh only? Do not think that I will excuse you unto the Father. There is one that accuses you, even Moses, in whom you trust. For had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. If you believe not his writings, how shall you believe my words? That's the end of John chapter 5. Our next reading will be in John chapter 6. Let's start with verse 1 there. After these things, Yahshua went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And this is in John 6 now, verse 2. And a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. Yahshua went up into the mountain, and there he sat with his disciples, and the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. And Yahshua then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him. He saith unto Philip, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, but every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples answered, Andrew Simon, Peter's brother, saith unto him, There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? And Yeshua said, Make the men sit down. And there was much grass in the place, and so the men sat down in numbers, about 5,000. And Yeshua took the loaves, and he had given thanks. He distributed unto the disciples, unto them that were set to sit down, and likewise to the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto the disciples, Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments. There are 5 barley loaves which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Yeshua did, said, This is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world. That's John 6:14. When Yeshua therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force, to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone. And when even was now come, his disciples went down unto the sea and entered into a ship and went over the sea towards Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Yeshua was not come to them. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. So when they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, they see Yeshua walking on the sea and drawing nigh unto the ship, and they were afraid. But he saith unto them, It is I, be not afraid. And they willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land whither they went. The bread of life, verse 22. For the day following, when the people which that stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was none other boat there, save that one wherein his disciples were entered, and that Yeshua went not with his disciples into the boat, but that his disciples were gone away alone. Howbeit there came other boats from Tiberias nigh unto the place where they did eat bread. That's Yeshua had given thanks. When the people therefore saw that Yeshua was not there, neither his disciples, they also took shipping and came to Capernaum, seeking for the Yeshua. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when camest thou hither? Yeshua answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me not because you saw the miracle, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perishes, but for that meat which endureth unto the everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath Yahweh the Father seal. Then said they unto him, What shall we do that we might work the works of the Yahweh? Yeshua answered and said unto them, This is the work of the Yahweh, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. They said therefore unto him, What sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. And Yahshua said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of Yahweh is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Master, Yahshua, evermore give us this bread. And Yahshua said unto them, I am the bread of the life. He that cometh unto me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. I guess not. Yahshua can turn the bread and the fish into enough food to feed 5,000 people. Yeah, I guess he can give you food anytime you want it. You never go hungry. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me, ye also have seen me, and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come unto me, and him that cometh unto me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. The Jews then murmured at him, because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. They said, is not this Yahshua the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he said, I came down from heaven? Yahshua therefore answered and said unto them, murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. For it is written in the prophets, they shall be all taught of Yahweh. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. Not that any man hath seen the Father, save he which is of Yahweh, he hath seen the Father. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. That's verse 50, John chapter 6. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If a man eat of this bread, he shall live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. For the Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us flesh to eat? And Yahshua said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life. That's John 6:54. And I will raise him up at the last day. That's the second verse that ends in where he says, I will raise him up at the last day. Verse 44, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. For he that eateth of this bread shall live forever. These things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, this is an hard saying. Who can hear it? And Yahshua knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it. He said unto them, doth this offend you? What if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not, for Yahshua knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray them. And he said, therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. And said Yahshua unto the 12, will you also go away? And Simon Peter answered him, Yahshua, unto whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Okay, you have it right there, verse 68, John 6, 68. Eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art that Messiah, Yahshua, the Son of the living Yahweh. Yahshua answered them, have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is the devil? For he spake of the Jews Iscariot as the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. Okay, that ends John chapter 6. All right, let's go to John chapter 10, start with verse 1. It says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. And him the porter openeth, and the sheep heareth his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Yahshua unto them, that they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. And said Yahshua unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own the shepherd or not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catches them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them I also must bring. They shall hear my voice, and they shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. There was a division, therefore, again among the Jews for these things, and many of them said, he hath a devil. It's mad. Why hear ye him? Others said, these are not the words of him that hath a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? Okay, there. We're coming into the Feast of the Dedication now, verse 22. And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication, and it was winter. And Yeshua walked in the temple in the Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, How long dost thou make us to doubt, if thou be the Yeshua, tell us plainly? Yeshua answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I did in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. There you have it. There's that eternal life again. And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Yeshua answered them, Many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of these works do you stone me? Jesus answered them, saying, For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy. For as if they are an authority and an interpreter of the law, that they can judge Yeshua as being blasphemous. And because that thou being a man makest thyself Yahweh, the Father. Yeshua answered them, Is it not written in your law, I said, ye are gods? He called them gods, unto him the word of Yahweh came, and the scriptures cannot be broken. Hope you listen to me, John 10, 36, say ye of him, whom the Father hath sanctified, and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of Yahweh. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. If I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Therefore they sought again to take him. But he escaped out of their hand and went away again beyond Jordan into the place where John at first baptized, and there they abode. And many resorted unto him and said, John did no miracle, but all things that John spake of this man were true. And many believed on him there. Okay, that's the end of John chapter 10. Now let's just fast forward to Acts 13. I start with verse 1. Now there were in the congregation of Israel that was at the Antioch certain prophets and teachers as Barnabas and Simeon that were called Niger and Lucius of Cyrene and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. They ministered to Yahweh and fasted. The Holy Spirit said, Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. When they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So they then sent forth by the Holy Spirit, departed unto Cilicia, and from thence they sailed unto Cyprus. And when they were at Salamis they preached the word of Yahweh in the synagogues of the Jews, and they had also John their minister, and when they had gone through the isle unto Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name is Bar Jesus, the Jesus, which was with the deputy of the country, Sir Gaius Paulus, a prudent man, who called for Barnabas and Saul, and desired to hear the word of Yahweh, that Elymas, the sorcerer, for so is his name by the interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the devil from the faith. And Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, set his eyes on him and said, O full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of Yahweh? And now behold, the hand of Yahweh is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately fell on him a mist and a darkness. And he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. Then the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Yeshua. Now when Paul and his company loosed from Paphos, they came to Perga and Pamphylia, and John, departing from them, returned unto Jerusalem. But when they departed from Perga, they came to Antioch and Pisidia, and went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and sat down. And after the reading of the law and the prophecy, the rulers of the synagogue sent unto them, saying, Ye men and brethren, if ye have any word of exhortation for the people, say on. And Paul stood up and beckoning with his hand, said, Men of Israel, and ye that fear the Yahweh, give audience. And the Yahweh of this people, for the Yahweh of this people of Israel, chose our fathers and exalted the people when they dwelt as strangers in the land of Egypt, and with an high arm brought he them out of it. And about the time of the 40 years suffered he their manners in the wilderness. And when he had destroyed seven nations in the land of Canaan, he divided their land unto them by law. That's that he gave unto them judges about the space of 450 years until Samuel the prophet. And afterwards they desired a king, and Yahweh gave unto them Saul, the son of Kish, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, by the space of 40 years. When he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king. To him also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. Okay, this is in Acts 13:22. Of this man's seed hath Yahweh, according unto his promise, raised unto Israel a Savior, Yeshua. And John had first preached before his coming the baptism of repentance unto all the people of Israel. And as John fulfilled his course, he said, Whom think ye that I am? I am not he, but behold, there cometh one after me, whose shoes of his feet I am not worthy to loose. Men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you feareth Yahweh, unto you is the word of his salvation sent. For they dwell at Jerusalem and their rulers, because they knew him not, nor yet the voices of the prophets, which are read every Sabbath day, they have fulfilled them in the condemning him. And though they found no cause of death in him, yet desired they Pilate that he should be slain. And when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a sepulchre. But Yahweh raised him from the dead. And he was seen many days of them which came up with him from Galilee unto Jerusalem, who are his witnesses unto the people. And we declare unto you glad tidings, how that the promise which was made unto the fathers, Yahweh hath fulfilled the same unto us, their children, and that he hath raised up Yeshua again, as it is also written in the second Psalm, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. as concerning that he raised him up from the dead. Now, no more to return unto corruption, he said on this wise, I will give you the sure mercies of David. Wherefore he saith also in another psalm, Thou shalt not suffer thine holy one to see corruption. For the David, after he had served his own generation, by the will of Yahweh, fell on the sleep and was laid unto his father and saw corruption. But he whom Yahweh raised again saw no corruption. Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sin. And by him all that believe are justified from all things, from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. Beware, therefore, lest that come upon you, which is spoken of in the prophet. Behold, ye despise and wonder and perish, for I work the work in your day, a work which ye shall in no wise believe, though a man declared unto you. And when the Jews were gone out of the way, or out of the synagogue, the Gentiles besought that these words might be preached unto them the next Sabbath. Now when the congregation was broken up, many of the Jews and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who speaking unto them persuaded them to continue in the grace of Yahweh. And the next Sabbath they came almost the whole city together to hear the word of Yahweh. When the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy and spake against those things which were brought spoken by Paul, contradiction and blasphemy. And Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, It was necessary that the word of Yahweh should first have been spoken unto you, but seeing you put it from you, and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn unto the Gentiles. For so hath Yahweh commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles. Thou shouldest be for the salvation of the ends of the earth. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of Yahweh. And as many as were ordained unto the eternal life believed. And the word of Yahweh was published throughout all the region. But the Jews stirred up the devout and honorable women and the chief men of the city, and raised persecution against Paul and Barnabas, and expelled them out of their coast. But they shook off the dust of their feet against them, and came unto Iconium. And the disciples were filled with the joy and with the Holy Spirit. That's the end of Acts 13. Let's go on down to Romans chapter 2. It says, certainly verse 1, Therefore thou art an excusable old man, whosoever thou art that judgest. For when thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest doest the same thing. But we are sure that the judgment of Yahweh is according unto the truth, against him which commits such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judges them which do such things and doest the same? If thou shalt escape the judgment of Yahweh, or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of Yahweh leadeth thee unto repentance? But after thy hardness and impenitent heart treasures up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of Yahweh, who will render unto every man according unto his deeds. Unto them who are by the patient continuance in well doing, seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteous indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first and also of the Gentile. the glory, honor, and peace unto every man that worketh good, unto the Jew first, and also unto the Gentile. For there is no respect of the person but to Yahweh. For as many as have sinned without the law shall also perish without the law. And as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. For not the hearers of the law are just before Yahweh, but the doers of the law shall be justified. For when the Gentiles which have not the law do by nature the things contained in the law, these that have not the law are a law unto themselves, that show the work of the law written in their hearts, and their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts the meanwhile accusing or else excusing one another. And the day when Yahweh shall judge the secrets of men by Yahshua Messiah according to my gospel, behold, thou art called a Jew, and restest in the law, and makest thy boast of the Yahweh, and knowest his will, and approvest the things that are more excellent, being instructed out of the law, and art confident that thou thyself art a guide of the blind, a light of them which are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, which hath the form of knowledge and of the truth in the law, have a form of knowledge and the truth in the law. Thou therefore, which teachest another, teachest thou not thyself? Thou that preachest a man should not steal, dost thou steal? Thou that sayest a man should not commit adultery, dost thou commit adultery? Thou that abhorrest idols, dost thou commit sacrilege? Thou that maketh thy boast of the law through the breaking of the law, dishonest thou Yahweh. For the name of Yahweh is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you, as it is written, for circumcision very profiteth if thou keep the law. But if thou be a breaker of the law, thy circumcision is made uncircumcision. Therefore, if the uncircumcision keep the righteousness of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be counted for circumcision, and shall not uncircumcision, which is by nature, if it fulfill the law, judge thee, who by the letter and circumcision does transgress the law? For he is not a Jew which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew which is one inwardly, and uncircumcision is that of the heart and the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men but of Yahweh. Okay, that ends Romans chapter 2. Let's go right on into Romans chapter 5 now. Our theme is eternal life. It's what Paul is dealing with here all through the scriptures of the New Testament. It says, verse 1, Romans 5, therefore being justified by the faith, and I'll add the other part, in his blood, we have peace with Yahweh, with the Father, through our Savior, Yahshua the Messiah, by whom also we have access by the faith in the blood and through this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of Yahweh. Not only so, but we glory in the tribulations, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of Elohim is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength in due time, Yahshua died for the unrighteous. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man one would even dare to die. But the Yahweh commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Paul's talking about the Roman Gentiles with him, and he represents the Jews, Yes, he'll die for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood. There is the blood is actually written here. We shall be saved from the wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled unto Yahweh by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also join in Yahweh through our Savior Yahshua the Messiah, by whom we have now received the atonement. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by him, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law of sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed where there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam unto Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of the Adam's transgression. Who is the figure of him that was to come? But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of Yahweh and the grace by and the gift by the grace, which is by one man, Yahshua Messiah, hath abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one unto condemnation. That the free gift is of many offenses under justification. For if by the one man's offense, death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of the grace and of the gift of the righteousness shall reign in the life by one, the Yahshua Messiah. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men unto condemnation. Even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so my grace reign through the righteousness unto the eternal life by the Yahshua Messiah, our Savior. There you have it. You can have grace can reign through the righteousness unto the eternal life. That's Romans 5:21. That's a very key verse. Grace reigns by righteousness. No, grace reigns through the righteousness unto the eternal life by the Savior Yahshua, the Messiah. Okay, end of Romans 5. We're going to go right on into Romans chapter 6. It's 23 verses. And bring this sermon to a close. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Yahweh forbid, how shall we that are dead unto sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into the Yahshua Messiah were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by the baptism into the death. That like as the Yahshua was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is free from sin. Now if we be dead with Yahshua, we believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing that Yahshua, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. that in that he liveth, he liveth unto the Father, Yahweh. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin. Are we dead unto sin? But alive unto Yahweh through the Yahshua Messiah, our Savior. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. But yield yourselves unto Yahweh as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of the righteousness unto the Father. For the sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law. He told these Roman Gentiles, you're not under the law of Moses and the blood sacrifice of the animal, but you're under the grace. And now that, here's your key word, grace. Now I'm going to go right now and quote Romans again, 5:21. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through the righteousness unto eternal life by the Yahshua's Savior. So you have to obey the law of the Spirit of life in Yahshua, and that's in Romans 8, verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in the Yahshua Messiah hath made me free from the law of sin and death. The law of sin and death is the law of the carnal flesh. And the carnal flesh that doesn't keep the law of the Spirit automatically follows all he's a law in himself. He doesn't follow any law. He doesn't follow the Ten Commandments, which are just only ten commandments of condemnation unto death if you sin, but don't have any remedy. You have to go to the sanctuary to get Yahshua's commandments, and that's the ones that command the blood sacrifice for your forgiveness of your sins. Okay, so now grace has a period of time. That's the period we're in now. Romans 6, 15. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? And this is talking about question mark. You're under a period of grace. But you're under the law of the Spirit of life in Yahshua under this grace period. It takes the place of the law of the Moses, of the animal sacrifice, under the Old Covenant. You are now under the law of the Spirit of Yahweh, life in Yahshua, under the New Covenant. Yahweh forbid. Know ye not that unto whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are, unto whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? But Yahweh be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, that you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered unto you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as you have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity, even so now yield your members servants unto righteousness and unto holiness. For when you were servants of the sin, you were free from the law of righteousness. I had the law. What fruit had you then in those things wherein you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now being made free from sin and become servants of Yahweh, you have your fruit unto holiness and the end of everlasting life. For the wage of sin is death, but the gift of Yahweh is eternal life through Yahshua Messiah, our Savior. This brings us to the close of our session. Our contact us at the 11th hour call. We're going to close now with a song entitled Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Yah. In his country now to bend to spread the great seraph to show. He hath loosed the faithful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching home. I have seen him in the watch marks of the 100 serpent camp. They have built him an altar in the evening days and night. I can read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamp. His day is marching home. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His day is marching home. He has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never sound retreat. He is setting out the host of them before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. For Yahshua is marching home. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. For Yahshua is marching home. And the beauty of the lilies, Yahshua was born across the sea. With the glory in his person that configures you and me. As he does, he makes men holy. Let the stars he makes men free. For Yahshua is marching home. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. For Yahshua is